When you play high school football, you learn to play another game, too. It's called impress the coaches. Of course, the coaches decide who plays, who starts, who sits. All summer long, players show up for weightlifting in this steamy, hot weight room. Now they come, you know, like three times a week. Why would guys want to come and sweat and strain? Because the coaches are there. You can't help but ask how many of those fellas would show up if, well, let's say the coaches suddenly announced, oh, they're taking the week off. Fellas, you keep coming. We just won't be here all next week, okay? I have a feeling the attendance might go down a bit in the weight room, huh? One day, back when my boys played football, there was a lot of football equipment that had to be moved to the school. And again, hot, humid, summer day, the coach needed volunteers. What's amazing? A lot of guys showed up to carry equipment, yeah. Of course, the coaches were going to be there, and, you know, they would notice who helped, right? Mm-hmm. If the coaches weren't there to watch, how many guys would have been hauling equipment? I don't know. How many guys would lift on those hot days? How many players would run an extra lap? See, the real athlete works out whether anyone's watching or not. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about when no one's watching. Our word for today from the Word of God, we're in Philippians chapter 2. I'll be reading verse 12. My dear friends, Paul says, you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but how much more in my absence. Whoa, now there is a description of authentic Christianity. This is a real deal. He says, you are obeying the Lord, whether I'm there to look at you and see you or not. Oh, I'm sure they'd like to impress their spiritual leader. Look, we like to impress ours. But he said, it doesn't matter if I'm there or not. One way or the other, you continue to do what God tells you to do. Huh. You know, don't you think that's the real test of how much you love Jesus? What you do when there's no one there to see you except him? We're always on our best Bible behavior when the pastor's around or when our Christian friends are around or any Christian we want to impress favorably. That shows how important those people are to you. It doesn't tell you too much about how important Jesus is to you. See, the way to find out how important Jesus is to you is the way you act when he's the only one watching. Are you into his word when there's no one else there to impress? Are you on your knees when there's no one there watching? Are you sexually pure when no one will probably know what you've done except Jesus? Are you unselfish? Are you loving with the people around you when there's no one around that will know? Do you watch? Do you listen to? Do you do things you would never do if you had other people's eyes on you? Well, Jesus is looking. Jesus is watching. He knows. He's there. Does your family see the same Christian that the church does? Do your coworkers and your clients or your customers, your fellow students, your teammates? Take a good honest look at the private you. Are you faithful to Jesus when there's no one there to impress? Hey, that's the real you, my friend. The way you live when there's no one watching is the way you can tell how much you really love your Jesus.